sticking with politics, when you think about DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, you could rightly say that it's a legal issue or an immigration issue. But teachers groups across the country say DACA's future is also an education issue. 20,000 teachers in American classrooms are eligible for DACA protections, and an estimated 200,000 children have parents in the program. That's if it continues. Back in September, President Trump said he was ending DACA, and that's why teachers groups are urging Congress to take action before time runs out. State Impact Ohio's Ashton Mara reports.
They was laughing and making fun of him.
Was that before he was smart or after?
Before.
Okay, but where's the irony?
Tiana Gilbert is a 25-year-old English language arts teacher at Roberts Academy, a public school on Cincinnati's west side. On a Wednesday afternoon, she walks her eighth-grade students through an exercise identifying irony in their latest reading. It's a typical day in her classroom, she says. But Gilbert says there have been more and more not-so-typical days recently, days when the questions her students ask can be difficult to answer.
Am I going to get deported? Am I going to be sent back? What do I do if immigration comes to my house? What if they come to Roberts?
The questions are common, Gilbert says, in a school where two-thirds of the students are Hispanic, a large number of whom are either the children of immigrants or immigrants themselves. Gilbert started teaching at Roberts 2 years ago through Teach for America, a national program that places recent college graduates in schools with large populations of low-income minority students. This summer, as a mentor for new TFA members, Gilbert attended an organization-wide training that helped prepare her for those difficult questions.
For me, in that training, I just had faces coming up in my head of my students. Like, I could, everything our trainer was talking about, I had a story for a student that, you know, followed that line or was part of that statistic.
Led by educators who are themselves DACA recipients, TFA's training course provides access to relevant state and federal immigration laws, resources for students, and tips on how to make classrooms feel welcoming and safe. 190 DACA-registered teachers work for or are alumni of Teach for America, reaching 10,000 students in 11 states. Viridiana Carrizales, managing director for DACA at TFA, says that's why the organization is pushing for legislative protections for the group. It doesn't just impact the educators themselves, but also thousands of students in U.S. classrooms.
Our teachers are, you know, experiencing firsthand the trauma that the students have, the challenges that the students are encountering every day in K-12. So the voices of educators right now are crucial.
TFA has joined with other national teachers groups in lobbying congressional leaders to pass the DREAM Act. Introduced in several forms since 2001, the bipartisan bill would essentially make DACA law, granting a reprieve from deportation for registered immigrants who were brought to the country illegally at a young age.
These DREAMers are our students, and I believe that as educators, we need to do everything possible to see that they have the same access to opportunities that all students do.
That's Becky Higgins, president of the Ohio Education Association. She says the immigration debate affects hundreds, perhaps thousands, of Ohio students. Ohio Senators Sherrod Brown and Rob Portman have said they'd support the bill, even though they sit on opposite sides of the aisle. Here's Republican Senator Portman.
I think we ought to resolve this situation and do it legislatively. And I don't mind the fact that it's being thrown to Congress, because I do think that it was not constitutional to do it just through an executive action.
Portman says President Obama's 2012 executive action forming DACA was unconstitutional. He says creating such a program, one that protects undocumented people of a certain age who entered the country by a certain date, needs congressional approval. In September, President Trump announced he would end DACA in 6 months and tasked Congress with resolving the issue legislatively. The Migration Policy Institute says nearly 2 million people in the U.S. are currently eligible for DACA status. One in five are children under the age of 15. Back at the Roberts Academy, English teacher Tiana Gilbert says she teaches her students how to advocate, how to use their voices to share a simple message.
They belong here. They deserve to be here. They should be here.
And teachers groups across the country are working to make sure Washington hears that message, too. For Here and Now, I'm Ashton Mara.